views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters of Shambhala, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Reverend Michael will help you connect with these ascended beings of light to raise your vibration, understand the lessons of life, balance karma, fulfill your earthly mission, manifest your heart's desires, and become God in action. This live call-in show with Reverend Michael is an opportunity to explore the possibility and potential of our highest and truest self. Join Michael, beloved Ascended Masters, and experienced divine gifts of Michael's transpersonal mediumship and those of his amazing guests. Now here is your host, Reverend Michael Shane.
Hello, 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 world. This is Reverend Michael Shane. Today we are going to talk a little bit about life's purpose. We go through our life and we're kind of wondering, you know, what is it all about? Why are we here? Why is it that we have arrived on this round planet here in the middle of our galaxy, just floating around in space? What are we doing? Why are we here? And if you notice, when we're born, they're not giving us any direction manuals and what it is we're supposed to do when we're out here in this physical, breathing oxygen world. We go to school, we meet friends, we get a job, we graduate, we go to college, some of us, we get the 9-to-5 or the big corporate job or just maybe even going around the world talking about love and light. Well, how do you find these directions? One thing that I have noticed when I was born into the Spiritualist Church here in Seattle back in 1963, that people were gathering around to fill in the gaps of who they are, why they're here, why were they born here instead of there, why are they a man instead of a woman, you know, why are they pumping gas instead of not being a corporate superstar or an NFL quarterback or something like that. It seems no matter what we do, the things that come easy for us are those things that we're supposed to do, and those things that don't come easy for us is things that we probably shouldn't be doing. The thing is, that's not necessarily the truth. I've noticed that if there's something that I really want to do, it doesn't come easy. You have to really work for it, because when you're dealing with the vibrations of your heart, finding that which fits very well within yourself, you begin to vibrate energy and you become happy. But then you're like, how do I do it? Where's that manual? What direction do I go? Who do I ask? Who do I talk to? You know, you're feeling lost. Why am I here? Why am I stuck in traffic instead of home with my family? Well, today I have my assistant here, my friend and road companion, Cynthia Singer, and she has been involved with this spiritual quest for quite a while now, and she's been seeking out her life's purpose. She doesn't just ask me. I mean, not that I'm saying that I'm an authority, but I could sit here and tell you all your life purposes, but that doesn't really mean anything unless you actually feel some connection to it. So hello, Cynthia. How you doing today?
Hello, Michael. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, you had some questions you wanted to ask me in regards to the subject. Let her shoot.
Okay, great. Thank you. I guess, first of all, I'd like to ask for all of us out there, how do we find out what our life purpose is? Like,
Well, one is just trying to do it on your own, you know, realizing that there's something that we're supposed to be doing, you know, and it isn't always a wonderful thing, you know, we're not all supposed to win the lottery. We're not all supposed to be, you know, working for Microsoft. We're not all supposed to be, doing our 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
And we seek out religion, science, spiritualism, all kinds of different modalities. Some of us we go to psychic fairs and find a psychic that we feel comfortable with to see, you know, what they say. But no matter what they say or I say or anyone says, unless you feel an absolute undefining feeling within you that there's a connection to what you're being told, then there's probably a little bit more research that you need to look at.
And how do we, I guess, research that in the sense, do we just go with our gut, with our own feeling on what we think that our life purpose is?
Well, as we have been talking about the Ascended Masters, they have left little crumbs in the road. They've been working with people, you know, for thousands of years. In our timeline, or in the what you call the industry of technology world, they started out with Madame Blavatsky. You know, that was a big crumb. That was when they finally came out. And there's a book called The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East by Beard T. Spalding that talks about Shambhala and the masters and how they leave little bits and pieces of things to help us find not necessarily the right path, because there is no wrong path. Just some paths take us around the barn, and some of us take us through the barn.
Yes.
If you understand what I'm saying there.
I do. Is there a collective reason that we're all here as spiritual beings right now on Earth? Are we all kind of having the same, in some ways, life purpose? You know, individually we have our own, and then as a whole realm.
Yes. I would say, from what I understand, as a whole, we have a purpose. And that is to learn the difference between the duality, good and bad, love, hate, male, female, that kind of thing. We tend to, we get lost in the inertia of life, and then all of a sudden something happens that puts us back on the path again, you know. But as a whole, we have to learn the duality. That's the reason why we came here as a whole, to understand that there is more out there to learn than just a one modality or a one way of life. As individuals, we have a life purpose also. Like, for instance, I believe that my life purpose is to work with the spirit world and the Ascended Masters and see and define what energies that I am noticing that's there in people and try to make some sense of it. And hopefully someone connects to what it is I'm saying and it changed their life. I have seen, and I don't say that I'm the one that's changing their life, because you basically heal yourself and change your own life.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's kind of nice to have a little nudge.
Yes.
But that nudge is a defining moment in your life when you realize, whoa, that's my truth. You see, truth, I believe, is finding one's own understanding of who they are. It's like the Holy Grail, I believe, is really truly finding one's truth.
I guess I also wanted to ask you is why you do this work, but maybe that goes with what you just kind of talked about, your life purpose.
Well, once in a while, that's a good question, because sometimes I kind of look in the mirror and I go, what am I doing? Really?
Right.
You know, because I can't really talk to people, you know, just outside of my spiritual community of people that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really have friends that understand what I'm doing. I have one specific friend that lives here in Seattle that he doesn't even want to know. When I'm around him, don't tell him anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't want to know. And then the others that do, you know, it's just a constant, you know, what do I do next? And basically, all I could do is tell you an ideal. And in that ideal, you hop on that path and see if it fits. So really, in a way, I'm kind of a salesman for life's clothing, you know. Is this fit? Nope. Okay, what about this? You know, and we go from there. So, like, for instance, here, remember when we went to Basel?
Yes, amazing.
You saw a transformation happen with an individual over there who had had a couple strokes.
Mm-hmm.
you kind of wonder when you look at that woman's life, you know, what happened that caused her to have those strokes? And when you have a stroke, you kind of wonder, well, I guess there's no more purpose left for me because I can't do this, I can't do that. Well, the truth is, it's not a wheelchair. It's not preventing you from doing anything. And so when she came to the event, she received a healing from Master Jesus, and now she doesn't have the effects of those strokes. And though she gives me credit for that outcome, it was not me that did it. It was Master Jesus who gave her the belief in herself that she could heal herself.
And that was an amazing transformation to witness. I was really grateful to be there and see that.
So now she's like running around having a good old time, and her daughter doesn't know what to do with her.
Yeah.
You know?
That's wonderful.
She's starting to read a little bit more about what it is that I've been talking about, and she's kind of finding an awakening, you know, which is finding your
path. It's never too late. It's never too late.
It's never too late. Even when you leave this world, there's always something. You know, you could choose to come back. You can choose to move forward. You could do whatever you want to do. It's, you know, information and knowledge is infinite.
How do we, so somebody has a life purpose that they feel is a wonderful feeling for them, is very fulfilling, but they can't make a monetary living doing it. How does that work in this monetary world where you have to go to work every day that isn't fulfilling, and then you have something that is? How do you survive?
Well, I got to say, you know, it is an up and down process. It's very hard to put finance and to discuss finance in a spiritual setting. It's like two different modalities and two different sides of the world, you know. So it is really hard. You know, you have people come up to you and say, well, if you're really getting this from God, then you shouldn't be charging. Mm. And really, they're not paying for the information. They're not paying for the message. They're not paying for the opportunity. What they're paying for is the individual's time, because that's the one thing that you cannot get back. Okay? So let us go ahead and go to break. You are speaking to Reverend Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are going to have callers coming in around the half of the hour at 800-930-2819. Look forward to talking with you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place? that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Calling all Intuits, healers, and readers, you are invited to the Women of Wisdom Fall Festival. Join us as we celebrate the bounty of our Mother Earth on October 1st at North Seattle Community College. We're looking for a variety of practitioners and experts in the art of energy healings, intuitive readings, and body work. If you are a reader, healer, or an artisan selling handmade arts and crafts, we invite you to share your gifts with the Women of Wisdom community. Go to womenofwisdom.org to apply.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What a wonderful moon. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Reverend Michael Shane Show. This is Cynthia, Michael's friend, and I'm going to give you an announcement of an amazing retreat that he has coming up in February of next year in Maui. And he's going to, I mean, the highlights of these events that we're going to do some swimming with the dolphins. You can have healing while you're swimming with the dolphins. We're going to do a boat ride and communicate with the whales. We're going to go on a road trip to Hana and the Seven Sacred Pools. And during that, there will be a ceremony, and you can have the opportunity to be baptized with Master Jesus. Michael will be channeling him. Seances with an apportation, workshops. You name it, it's going to be an amazing event. And that is going to be, most of the information is on our website, themichaelshane.com. With a Y, M-Y-C-A-H-A-E-L, Shane. And also for the locals in Maui, it's going to be a reduction in price. It's only $1,000 for the 9 days. And so for the others that are flying in, it would be $3,000, and that includes your lodging and most of your meals. But you would take care of your own airfare. He's also going to be going to Basel, Switzerland in the beginning of October, which is an amazing experience there. I had the privilege and opportunity to go the last time. So he will be there from October 1st through the 10th. And then in November, he's going to be going on to Texas. And in December, he's going to be going to Washington, D.C. area. So he's a busy man, aren't you, Michael?
It seems that way. Of course, my wife is starting to wonder who she's married to. You know, she doesn't see me all that often.
Yeah, the good and the bad of this.
Yes, life's purpose, which happens to be what we are talking about today. I have a little message out there for everybody. You know, as I was sitting here listening to the break and everything, I had a little entity by the name of Lady Nada come in and talk to me a little bit. And she just would like everybody to know that purpose will find you. It's whether or not you choose to listen. And that's the hard one, is listening and doing and living and, of course, breathing. So these questions that you're asking me, is this based on your own experience, like, you know, what led you to find your purpose?
It has been. I mean, I think it's just that inner self, you know, that the pull or the drive to find something. And the way that I did it is I went and met with probably several different spiritual healers, teachers, different things, and then eventually met you. And that resonated best with me when I finally went to one of your events. And I thought, okay, this fits with me, and I wanted to learn more about it, and I wanted to learn more about you. But it's always been a pull for me to figure it out. But for me, I think I know what it is, but I'm still not doing it, so to speak, acting on it. I'm still learning and growing.
It's almost like taking care of making sure that I'm getting to my appointment. Sometimes it seems like, doesn't it?
Yes.
Waking me up out of bed and calling me up, Andrew, your phone, get up.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So
but that's all right.
We have a caller online.
Yeah, we'll take Karina from, looks like, California. And real fast, if you'd like to join us, it's 800-930-2819. All right. So Karina from California, hello.
Hi. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Michael.
Well, thank you very much. Hi. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. My question is in regards to myself and my husband and our purpose. My husband has a deep passion for music and that whole music scene. And there's always been, like, resistance from me because, like, you know, you can relate with your wife the way, you know, what you were just saying, you know, that you're away. And so that has to do with the same thing. You know, he's away at night. And It's kind of like been a huge struggle in my marriage. And then I have been currently, since actually listening to Transformation Radio, it's kind of bursting me out of a bubble. Like, I'm kind of transforming and I have no idea where I'm going or, you know, what is going to come out.
Well,
so
let me go ahead and tell you that you're, you know, it's easy for me to say this, but I'm you know, receiving confirmation that your husband's purpose in this life is to be in the music industry, but not just to be in the limelight. The music that he sings, he has the power with his voice to help people heal and feel good, and in his music, you know, the tones and tunes that he plays, the way that he does it, it creates healing. But if you look at what you were talking about, how you feel relative to what I was saying about my wife, your purpose is to, and keep in mind, this is what I believe to be my truth based on the messages I'm receiving from my guides, okay, and yours, okay, is to love unconditionally and be there regardless, and at the same time, find where you just might fit in to this scene. I mean, if you look at certain things, I mean, you could be someone that could be a manager type of person, and this is just a hypothetical, okay? You know, keeping it in the family, if you get my meaning, or you just might find your own niche, and you have a very soft nature, someone that could probably work with children, because they would trust you. You have that vibration around you that would trust you. And so when you find that or connect to that life's purpose, what he's doing isn't going to be so detrimental to your marriage when he's gone, because you're going to be, you know, riding your roller coaster, if you get my meaning.
Yeah, I see.
Do you understand?
Kind of like what I'm understanding is kind of like, let him do his thing and you do your thing.
Right. And keep that unconditional love towards one another, and take, it's not about the amount of time. It's the quality time. You know, every once in a while, you got to pull the Dom Perignon champagne out and some chocolate covered strawberries and turn on the fireplace you know, and bring that.
Yeah, I know. You know, I've had this huge struggle since I've known my husband, where something inside of me doesn't like him.
Well, that could
I don't
be
know
a,
what it is.
That could be a whole nother arena, though. We're talking about karma and possibly even spirit attachment there.
Could it be a past life issue that they
Yeah,
had?
It could be a past life that you two had together that went awry. Or, for example, I did a session with someone doing some regression work who basically, every time she was going to be intimate with someone, her husband, not someone, she would go into a fit and a rage. Well, it turned out she had her sister who passed away in a car accident attached to her spirit who never liked him. And, you know, that was a problem. So when we removed the spirit, their marriage, not only did it get better, they ended up having two children.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's my dad that doesn't like him. He's passed.
That could be, you know, that could be. You know, that's not something that I would be able to see or find out over the phone. You know, you could try to get a hold of me via Skype since you are in California, because I can then see your body and spirit through the Skype. If you want me to do a scan on that, and you can get a hold of me at my website at michaelshane.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds good. I sure will. Thank you so much, Michael. God keep blessing you.
And God bless you, too. Well, that was a wonderful opportunity to speak to someone from California. I bet you that it's sun shining down there. The sun appears to be trying to peek through here, but, you know, we're going into the fall. Well, Cynthia, I have, as you can see, a guest, a special guest, and
yes,
I'm going to introduce
do.
Him in after the break. So right now, you are speaking to Reverend Michael Shane and the Ascended Masters at Transformation Talk Radio. If you wish to call in to talk with me about your life's purpose or anything else, you can reach us here at 800-930-2819. We will talk to you soon.
The rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org, and we'll see you there.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the Ascended Beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the Ascended Beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Have you wanted to be intuitive or psychic but thought those gifts were only for certain people? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including intuition. Did you know that we're all intuitive, but many times we receive certain messages in our childhood that block us from being able to tune into our intuition at all times? What if you could clear these blocks to access your gifts and always know the truth in any given moment? Don't think it's possible? I was there not long ago. I thought only others had these gifts and you were either born with it or you weren't. I now know we're all intuitive and you can clear the blocks that stop you from being able to access your intuition on all levels. On the other side, I now help others to become intuitive, even psychic. And if this resonates for you and you're ready to own your intuitive powers, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
way. Welcome back to the Michael Shane Show. I just want to remind everybody that I did talk about our Maui retreat, and I just really want you to go ahead and look on the website, on the Michael Shane website, to check out that information. And if you have any questions, you can also call at 425-971-6632 to find out more about it as well. It's going to be an amazing experience. It's going to be life-changing. And if anybody's interested in going to Hawaii, having it on their bucket list, this would be the time to go. And if you'd like to ask Michael a question, please call in at 1-800-930-2819. Thank you. And here's Michael.
Hello again. This is Michael Shane. Today we're talking about life purpose, and I have a special guest here today, and his name is Sam Balut. He's from Lebanon, and you would wonder, because the Lebanese belief system doesn't, you know, go into a spiritual modality that is connected to master teachers and seances and psychics and psychic fairs and things like that. And so you kind of wonder where he ended up finding me, you know. Sam, was that an accident? Did you just take a wrong turn, or what happened?
You know, I don't think there's let me say hello out there for everybody. I don't think there's anything called an accident. Ever since I was 13 or 14, I memorized about 4,000 English vocabulary words. And I don't know why I was so fascinated with the dictionary. I've always studied that. I've always felt the urge to come to the U.S. And, you know, it's kind of normal because I lived in a war zone. So I really wanted to choose peace instead of war, and life instead of death. And I end up coming here, and one of my highlights of being in this beautiful country is meeting you and getting to know about the Ascended Masters. And it's been absolutely an incredible experience. It was a little bit weird first because it's not something we study or something in our belief system. But I had an open mind, and I did my homework and research. So when I saw apportation, I spent, you know, maybe a couple of months researching and studying that. When I have heard about seances and attended one, I didn't criticize it or attack it. I did my homework, so I went to old bookstores, and I got books, and I studied them. And the information that was revealed to me really changed my life. And that's what I'm trying to do with the people around me. And every time I go to Lebanon, I take the opportunity to share what I've learned with these people down there. And I must say, I spent 4 months in Lebanon. Despite the wars and the unrest that is taking place in the Middle East, I should say to all these people out there listening right now, especially people on the same path we're in, higher spiritualism, that there's a lot of hope. The young generation fascinates me. They come programmed with love, with light, with wisdom, with understanding, feeling that oneness with themselves and with the whole of humanity. So I came back with a big heart and not really worried that one day we will have peace. in these beautiful lands called the Holy Lands in the Middle East.
Well, that's the one thing that I find most interesting with you is you do have a good heart, and you've been doing a lot of acting out upon that heart and helping people when you can, and I find that pretty unique. The other unique part of this is you actually went to a spiritualist church here in Seattle before you even met me. And what's funny is it's the same spiritual church I was born into and grew up with. And here all of a sudden you're at one of my events. You know, your girlfriend wanted to go to the event and you're like, nah, I'm tired and don't want to go. And finally you did. And then you were 15 minutes late and,
sure.
And they still let you in the door and there you were. Sure. And we've known each other since 2010.
Sure. Well, you know, it meant to be. I think me being involved with you and your organization, it really changed my life. I'm not exaggerating if I said that you're one of the most fascinating personalities I've ever met. Your knowledge, your wisdom, your connection to the masters, the angelic realm, your connection to other spheres always fascinates me. And I never, you know, despite the difficulties we faced, when you're trying to do this kind of work, I decided in my heart never to give up on this work or never to give up on you, because I believe in you and I believe you're able to transform other people's life if they're ready and willing, like you did with mine. So I'm here 100%, and I hope we will continue on this journey, because we need to activate the light in this world. Otherwise, we are faced with severe consequences like what happened in Atlantis and the Egyptian civilization.
I believe that people on this planet are very intelligent, and we will fight in a spiritual, loving manner to resolve all these issues, especially as people start going forth and finding their purpose. In regards to your life purpose, how did you come to a conclusion that what it is that you were wanting to do? I mean, obviously you own two restaurants over in Maui, yes. Hawaii, mm-hmm. But that's just a means to an end in a way. But there's other things that you're doing, your purpose. What would you define that to be?
You know, sometimes you need a source of income. So I chose the food industry because I like food. And Maui, we're located in Haikou upcountry in Hawaii. It's called the Mediterranean Grill. So if you're there, you know, mention the show and I will get you 50%.
But, no, remember that, boy.
What I like to do is to be involved in healing and ceremonies and establishing temples to teach, study and help others learn about the ascended masters, learn about themselves. I feel very, very strongly about this. I mean, I could do this show with you for the next 12 hours and I would never be drained out of energy. That's how driven I am.
Well, let's do what they used to do in the 50s. We'll lock the door and we'll just go for it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're listening to the show today, if you would like to call in at 800-930-2819 and talk about purpose or other issues that you might want to ask, feel free to call in. We're here ready to answer as many questions as we possibly can. Sam.
Yes.
Now, being in the food industry, does that not give you an opportunity to talk to people? And when the moment is right, when the vibration seems to be, ready, do you not talk to people about some of this stuff? And I mean, obviously, you're not, you know, going up to them that's sitting there eating one of your dishes and say, "Hey, I know someone that apports." Like, okay, what's that?
You know, I like to call us light workers. You know. When you're a light worker, you feel that when people have a question or an issue or a problem, they're just attracted to you. So I can feel that sometimes. You know, I don't really just come up and start talking to people about this because, you know, maybe they're not ready. And so I wait till people come and talk to me or ask me questions. And there's a flow and there's a connection. So it will have an impact on their life.
Well, I know that you do. I have spoken to a few people that you have woke them up to a new direction in their life. You don't have to be a medium or a psychic or a spiritual teacher to spread the word. And that's one of the I think, one of the most unique things about all of this.
I must add one thing. I grew up in a war zone. I've lost friends. My brother, lost an eye and had maybe 20 surgeries due to war. Had a brother that committed suicide because of the war. Been through hell and back. But I've never gave up. And whoever out there feeling stressed, feeling down, feeling there's no purpose in their life, breathe, read, research, meditate, do ceremonies. Ceremonies are extremely powerful. You can really will have the power to change your life. And I've done it. So don't ever give up. Keep going.
And that's a good message for, you know, for myself. I mean, there was a period of time where I was really, you know, lost and wondering what I'm going to do. And I just remembered being 5 years old, and I'm speaking to Saint Germain, and he came to me and he says, you know, you just focus on one thing, and that one thing that makes you feel good in your life, and everything else will just fall in place.
Yes.
And regardless of the what we perceive to be negative, we have the power to either ride the negative horse or get on the positive horse.
Sure.
And finding that purpose in our life, you know, our purpose may just be being, you know, a loving father or a mother. I mean, being loving in that kind of situation helps that individual who's the daughter or the son to find their path. You know, it's not just based on master teachers and spirituality.
Well, part of the reason I loved being in your school is the Ascended Master's teaching really transformed my life. We cannot say we love God and we worship God without being committed in the here and now with all of our heart, mind, body, and soul to someone or a purpose or an organization. You know, by serving that purpose, we are serving God. By serving that organization that is activating light in this world, we're serving God, we're serving ourselves.
When you serve God, you do serve the self.
Yes.
So, well, thank you, Sam. It was nice to have you over here. I know you had a long journey. You went on the road with me 6 months ago, and you haven't really yet. You went home to Lebanon, but you haven't been back to Hawaii yet.
Not yet.
And you're on your way.
Tomorrow.
So I'm looking forward to seeing you over there on the retreat.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to see the people that want to join you on that retreat. We'll take care of them. We'll spend some time. We'll cook them some beautiful, loving, high-vibration food.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Well, let's go ahead and go to break. You are speaking to Michael Shane in the Ascended Masters at Transformation Talk Radio. And if you wish to call in after the break, 800-930-2819. And let us say resolution and purpose.
What a wonderful moon.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world, the colors of the rainbow.
Welcome back to the Michael Shane Show. We talked earlier about his trip to Basel, and I just wanted to mention that if you go to YouTube and you look, and you query under Michael Shane, you will have the opportunity to see some of these amazing apportations that he has done over the last several years. And the one in particular in Basel blew everyone's mind. It was a 1,300 carat blue sapphire, and you can see it on YouTube, and hopefully, I mean, maybe some of the listeners don't even, maybe most of the listeners don't even know what apportation is. So Michael could explain that a little bit if he wants to, if he has time today. But otherwise, if you go and look at YouTube or on his website, you'll be able to see this amazing phenomenon that he's able to do. And back to Michael.
Hello, everyone. It's been a wonderful opportunity for me today to speak to everybody. We're talking about life's purpose. And I'm telling you, finding your life's purpose is a amazing transformation, which is kind of wonderful because we're talking on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, life purpose is one of the key elements that we have to focus on in our life. We don't need a direction book when we are born to find purpose, because we have inside of us a heart that will direct us to anything and everything we need to direct ourselves to. It's just a question on whether or not we're listening, whether or not we hop on that ride or not. I know for me, I was told my purpose even before I was born. My mom and my grandmother were told some information about what I would be doing in this life. And I really didn't have a chance to decide to do anything else at that time. And then when life had its own surprises, it didn't happen. And so I went off into a life of 20 years of confusion and wondering what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, and why didn't this happen, why didn't that happen. And it drives you crazy in a lot of ways. So I know there's some of you out there that have had that same scenario where you think you found or know what it is that you're going to be doing, and then something happens where that's not what's happening, and the next thing you know, you're 53 years old, and you're wondering why, what is it that I did wrong? Well, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just an opportunity to learn other things. It's like the 20 years that I call my dark ages. Without that, I wouldn't be able to relate to some of you that come in for healing, because I've been there, and therefore it makes it easy for me to relate to you because I've experienced some of the things that you've experienced. At the age of 29, when I started doing this work again, it was like remembering Saint Germain and Master Jesus saying, focus on that one thing. And that one thing has always been in my focus my whole life, and that's doing this healing work and my mediumship. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. And when you as individuals find that same opportunity, you would not trade whatever it is that your life purpose is for anything. Direction relative to your life's purpose. You can speak to someone like me and we can help you find a direction to your direction, which is something that you'll see or feel or sense on your own. Or you can go out there and read like my friend Sam did. I mean, this guy was reading. He was a walking and talking encyclopedia of all these different books that were based on spiritualism and so forth. Now, Cynthia.
Yes.
You're being part of what I'm doing, or what we are doing. Do you not find it interesting how your life seems to be changing and moving into directions you didn't think it was going to go?
It's amazing. I've been praying for something like this and preparing for something like this for many years. And I have to say that 2016 has been one of the best and most exciting years I've experienced to date.
Well, you know, one's life is a book of its own. I mean, if we all wrote our own book and put it out there to be published, yeah, there's going to be similarities, but there's also going to be a lot of differences. And it's wonderful to have the opportunity to listen to some of those differences. After meeting you, it's like, you have two wonderful children and a life that a lot of people, are envious of because of the vibration that you hold. I mean, even your own friends don't say this to you, but they have a interesting respect towards who you are. And Spirit says that's one of the reasons why they feel so overprotective of you, because you're like, their friend,
Oh, that's really nice.
And when we go through our life with our friends and our family and just living a life of love where we are at peace with ourselves, being at peace, rest in peace, be at peace, love in peace, there's no words that you can describe it. Now, you were talking a little bit about apportation. I did have a show earlier on in regards to that. In fact, when I was doing this show a couple of years ago, I apported a couple of gemstones, I believe, twice on the show. And the first time, it was pretty amazing. Nobody knew what to do. I'm sure Benny over there remembers that day.
It was practically like a scene out of a movie. Like, literally, I stalled. It was like a deer in headlights. I was like, right now, I'm still trying to remember it. And Pat didn't even know what to do. Pat wasn't here. And it was quite the scene.
Yeah. My mom once said to me, when people meet you, they're never going to forget you. But what it is basically objects that are materialized through my physical body through a vortex that's opened up in certain areas of my body, and then these objects come through by the help of Saint Germain, who creates a fluidy energy of silver from his heart chakra and allows the energy of the object to turn into its natural form, which is energy in motion. Everything is energy in motion, which allows it to pass through the veil or the vortex. And then as it hits light, the vortex starts to close and the objects that are coming through will solidify. So if you want to have that opportunity, look me up. I'm going to be having some events when I return from my road trip, And if you have an opportunity when I'm out there or even when I'm not, and you might know of someone that might want to host me in your area, you know, get a hold of me through my website, and I'll do my best to come around and show you something really wonderful. I want to thank my guest, Sam.
Thank you.
And my best radio friend here and spiritual worker, Cynthia Singer, for helping me today. Having you two here today helps the show do wonders. And I also want to thank everyone out there for listening today. It's just amazing for me to talk to you. And the mysteries of our life are there. Just remember, you are the I Am, and I am love. Thank you for listening today at Transformation Talk Radio. I am Reverend Michael Shane. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Shane Show, Conversations with the Ascended Masters of Shambhala on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in on the third Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, to connect with Reverend Michael to raise your vibration, understand the lessons of life, and call in for this live, on-air, transphysical medium reading with Reverend Michael Shane and the Ascended Beings of Light. For more information about the show and to schedule a personal session with Reverend Michael, visit michaelshane.com. That's Michael, M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, or call 425-971-6632. Don't miss this opportunity to receive spiritual education and healing from our amazing guest, all with the guidance and direction of our beloved Ascended Beings of Shambhala.